Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
On that note, those of you who have been regular listeners to Saturday AM Live, you know that Jack and Sherry were with us, 5-6 weeks ago, and we really honed in and focused that day on what has been taking place not only in their world in regards to NECAN, but also in regards to what's going on in their team and what they've been doing. And one of the downsides to really focusing in on that, the excitement of what was taking place and what's still taking place, is that we missed and we left out their story. And that's what we're going to kind of talk about today, what brought them into NECAN. And I know that those of you who have, you know, people that are dealing with such chronic disorders, autoimmune disorders, and the list goes on and on and on, and I keep learning more and more about different things. I was on the phone yesterday with a mom of a young boy dealing with autism and all these different things that are out there and what NECAN can do to bring us back to life. So, Jack, Sherry, let's go back, and I'm going to guess, 12, 13, 14, 15 years ago at least, maybe?
Well, for me, it was 14. For Sherry, 17, but Maybe I can start out here.
We don't have to have ladies first. I mean, there's no political right way on this conference call anyways. But, yeah, take us back 14 years ago when you were introduced to NECAN and what was going on in Jack's life and maybe a little bit of your history even before that.
I think I will. Good morning, everybody. This is a grand month. August is always when people wake up from summer vacation, so it's time to go out there and spread the word, and that's what we've been doing for Sherry 17 years, me 14 years. But let's go back a long way back to high school, because I was a shrimp in high school. So those of you that have seen me know that I'm 6'1 now, but I was a shrimp, and I couldn't get a date to save my life, and I was what you would probably talk of as a nerd. But fortunately, in my junior year, I did grow, and I started to realize that there were such things as girls out there. And I went to the University of Wisconsin. I took a year to go to Cornell and realized there wasn't an Ivy Leaguer, so I went to Wisconsin. I was an engineering major and then switched to finance because I would not want to ride in an airplane that I designed. I just don't care about details. So I went to work in the computer business, first with Honeywell, then with Hewlett-Packard, and other computer companies after that, and I also became a real estate broker in the early 70s. And at Hewlett-Packard, I met a lady who we were married for almost 10 years, but she struggled that entire time with just horrible agony. And the doctors at that time didn't really know what to call it except arthritis of the muscles. And we went to every conceivable doctor there was. There wasn't anybody that we didn't try, and I'm talking about colon therapy, hypnotherapy, Reiki, you name it, we tried it. Nothing seemed to work for her, and the last day of her life, she begged a psychiatrist to give her shock therapy. That's how desperate she was. And when the doctor refused to do that, she gave up and killed herself. Mm-hmm. And I could not care anymore about computers or real estate. I was just knocked off my pins, became a seeker of knowledge, if you will, and became an author and speaker and wrote a book actually called Life After Grief, and was rocking along until my good friend told me to come to his office. He had a little business he wanted to show me, and so I went there, and after an hour and a half presentation, he says, and the name of the company that supplies the products is Amway. And my heart just stopped. I had finally been Amway'd after all these years, and I said, oh, John, come on. Okay, how much is it to join? $130. So I joined, and I went to their events for a few years, and I learned a lot of things, but I never made any money. So I was pretty fed up with network marketing. However, not totally fed up, because the good Lord put in my path Sherry 15 years ago, who is selling these crazy magnets. And I'm thinking, boy, I can do better than that. I can get her in my soap business, because these magnets don't work. Now, she's getting a check for $3,000 to $5,000 a month. I want all of you to hear that, because you don't have to be real bright to do what we do. Because for 1 year, I ignored the checks, and I just dated her and went to the functions, met Reed Nelson, thought he was a nice guy, went up to Missouri and met John K. Kay Lynch and Vincent Artizone and, golly, the guy that the cancer and nutrition, Charles Simone, Dr. Charles Simone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're all interesting people, but these people that were doing this were just nuts. They were nuts. And so finally, after a year, I got smart, asked Sherry to marry me, and she says, look, your late wife slept in a separate bedroom because you're snoring, and I really don't want to do that. Why don't you try this sleep pad and pillow, which I had tried years before and noticed nothing because I wasn't sleeping with anybody. So in any event, I get on this mattress pad and pillow, and I quit snoring. Oh, no, this stuff works. So for 14 and a half years, I've been working with Sherry, and we make a great team because just yesterday, for instance, end of the month, we were just doing what needed to be done in both phases of the business, supporting our group and, you know, training the new people and all that sort of thing. And we just do that. And we do it because we love what we do. We see the amazing results from the products. I've had a dozen product experiences since then, not the least of which is my hair has filled in. We'll figure that one out. And so the nerd from Evanston Township High School in Chicago, Illinois, has grown up to be the kind of person I probably was designed by our creator in the first place to be, which was to be of service. And that's what we do in this business. We are of service to people. We help people. We just got a call from a brand new executive frontline. By the way, we earned the PAC bonus again last month. And this lady has got a sister that she never knew she had, who she connected with a few weeks ago, probably on Facebook. Vance and I were talking about that earlier. And the sister has a foot problem. So she found us on the Internet, and she knew the products worked. She'd had some years before, and she gets there the insoles to send to this sister that she hardly knows. Well, she called us this morning, said the sister's on the Body Energizer. Sherry talked to her, and I'll let her tell a bit more about that story. But here's a brand new person who's changing the life of somebody she didn't even know, who turns out to be her biological sister, all because of this business.
Mm.
Is that a service or what?
Yeah. No, and that's what it's all about, is when you go out and you offer something, and it, you know, because we all know, any of us that have been with Nika in even a few months, we've seen, if we're actually out in the public and attending a few wellness previews or you know, any type of event, you hear stories like what Jack just shared, and you know, even in our own lives, we've experienced things. And I was just typing an email this morning that, you know, on this journey of wellness, when you start utilizing what Nikan has to offer, which is so different, and I think you'd probably agree with this, Jack, than what other companies out there have, and we were talking about this the other day, that, you know, you can only go so far with soap. You can only get your underwear so white, and there's only so much excitement with that. And then when it comes to nutrition, even though, Nikan, we have some of the best stuff on earth, you can only take that so far. And until we realize what we are dealing with the whole technology of magnets and far infrared and negative ions and PIMAG water, and the list goes on, we really are in a league all of our own. And that's what tends to really separate us from everybody else that's out there. But Jack, before Sherry jumps on, I'm curious, because you talked about a lot of different things that you've done occupationally. Is there one that always was like the primary occupation prior to Nikan? Because I know you guys are definitely full time now in what we're doing. But was there one that you said, "Yeah, I was a real estate agent. I was an engineer. I was author." You mentioned several, but was there one that really was your cup of tea?
Yeah, there was, and as it turns out, it was a great preparatory training for what we do here, because I was one of Hewlett-Packard's top computer salesmen before anybody ever knew there was a Hewlett-Packard back in the early 70s. They'd say, "What is it, a car? Is it a television?" No, it's a company that makes electronic instruments. But the fact of the matter was, I identified as being a top producer at Hewlett-Packard, both sales and sales manager, and the reason I say that it prepared me well for this, what I do now, is number one, I was a pioneer. I had a lot of arrows in my back because, number one, people didn't understand what computers could do at that time, especially what we call timeshare computers, ones that had terminals attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing was, nobody had ever heard of Hewlett-Packard. So here was a technology that nobody really understood, and here was a company nobody had ever heard of. And that's kind of the position we're in now. The difference between then and now is that I get paid for what I do. And in those days, I made somebody else wealthy because I got a pretty, you know, narrow earnings capability. And let me just finish up before Sherry jumps in. The other malady that I had when I met Sherry was I was suffering from a lack of finances. I had lots of money when my late wife died, and then I sort of let it fritter away because I didn't care anymore. And I was broke, totally broke. And, you know, we hardly had enough money to get married because she was broke too. And let her maybe tell that part of the story. But anyway, it was as a top-notch computer salesperson. And, oh, and the other thing I did with that, just to finish up, I didn't sell because I couldn't sell the computers. What I did was I looked for a problem to solve.
Mm.
I became a consultative seller, if you will. And that's what we are. We're consultants. We're not salespeople.
Okay. That pretty much wraps it up. And I'm guessing when you described the condition of your late wife, arthritis of the muscles, can I take a stab in the dark? Would that be adequately described as fibromyalgia?
Oh, yes, and the good Lord has such a sense of humor, he gave me a second one with that, and that's my wife, Sherry.
So, Sherry, take it away, because we obviously, I'm sure there's a few differences in your telling of the story of when you and Jack met and your courtship and marriage and whatnot, but take us back to, because you and I chatted about this the other day, what life was like when Nikan came into your world.
Right. Well, I was married to someone else, had lived in California in the San Francisco Bay Area for 25 years, and he and I had done very well, had $93 between us when we got married, but we had amassed through real estate a great deal of money. And just as in the mid-80s, the economy, there was a stock market crash and real estate crash, especially in commercial real estate. He was on the commercial end and lost his business. And he had put our home up as collateral, which you don't do, and that opens the door for everything to go. So we, he moved the family to Atlanta and filed a bankruptcy for $100 million.
Wow.
So I have the largest bankruptcy in the state of Georgia simply because I was married. California law is very different than Georgia. It's joint tenancy. My name was on nothing. I had no stock. I had nothing in the company. I was residential real estate, number one in my company. But I went down, even though my name wasn't on anything. So, wow, here we were somebody that we paid our credit cards every month. We paid cash. My car was paid for. His car was paid for. All we had a payment on was a new house I just moved into after 2.5 years of designing and building it. And I just moved in, and boom, everything was gone. And it's just a time in history right now where you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Sure.
You know, and there's nothing you can do. It's just like somebody just takes the rug and goes right out from under you, and it's gone. And, you know, I grew up in Illinois, 2 hours from Jack, which is amazing that we met down here decades later. But grew up without a lot of money. My dad worked in a steel mill. And so to go back to not having money was not something that I really wanted in my life.
Sure.
When you're broke, you don't have choices. And I had a daughter starting high school and a son starting college. And that whole event in the 80s left us with no home, no car, no bank account, no credit card, no absolutely nothing. They left us with $100 for each of us, literally. So, it's like, okay, I have been, we all are given God-given talents, and because I didn't have money, I knew I could be of service.
Mm.
So, I couldn't afford to go to real estate school in Georgia. You know, I just didn't have any money, and my license, real estate license, wasn't good here. So I ended up in in beauty control, actually. My son met a lady the first week we were here, and I just needed money that minute to feed my family. So I ended up number 7 out of 25,000, earned a mink coat on stage. I mean, you know, when you're broke, that's really cool. I literally had to sell stuff to get $400 in the tax money to pay the IRS for that coat, but I was not giving up the coat. So I would give up the stuff, but I wasn't giving up the coat. So, you know, I mean, it just, the thing was, I made $19,000 that year, and by the end of the year, because they don't drop ship like me can, I had $10,000 in inventory. And
wow.
I was like, oh, my gosh, all the gas money, all my time working 7 days a week. And I'm like, okay, the thing that it introduced to me was the model of network marketing.
Mm.
And what I thought was, if I could find the right company where I could make ka-ching amounts of money, because here I was in my late 40s at the time, and I needed to really get on my feet and have a home for my family. I mean, that was just key for me. But I also needed to look at retirement. What was I going to do? I had worked, and I was married for 30 years. 5 years after we moved here, I left, and I needed to. And so I left, and at that time, I had, the year before, found my niche in business. And so, you know, I just kept looking and trying different things, trying, after I left beauty control, trying to find the one that fit me, something that I didn't want to jump ship again. I didn't want to go from one to the other to the other to the other be what is known as a network marketing junkie. I meet people like that, and you lose your credibility. What I wanted was something that I could do the rest of my life.
Mm.
And when somebody 18 years ago told me that there was something that might help my back, I was born with my back and hip bone fused, and my spine is all curved, and you would look at me and not know that, but since age 14, I have had screaming sciatica issues. I mean, just horrific. And every in and out of bed, every day was just spaz, 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 stand, wait for it to stop so that you could take another step. I mean, it was just, but I wasn't going to have surgery because the orthopedic surgeon told me he wouldn't have it if that was him.
Sure.
So anyway, I heard about the magnets, and I thought, magnets? No, I went to a meeting, and I was like, ooh. No, I'm not putting those on my body. That's pretty silly. Why would you put a magnet on your body? So I walked away from it. Never even tried it. So anyway, three other people kept telling me over the next few months about this company that had come from Japan a couple years before, and had just come to the Southeast from the West Coast, and they were excited, and they wanted me in their business. Well, I told all of them no, too. And in the meantime, a lady rear-ended my car, damaged my neck, terrible, and that went into what we now know as fibromyalgia. And so 8 months after the initial try, I called the fourth person that approached me and said, George, does that stuff really work? Because I'm, like, in terrible pain. I was packing and moving, which I had to do every year because I didn't own a house. I was renting, and they would always sell it. And anyway, he came over and he put the product on me, and the darndest thing happened, it worked.
Imagine that. So
yeah.
Even so, going, I mentioned this to someone last night as we were working on the end of the month stuff, and I said, you know, I'm a firm believer that going to a meeting or handing somebody a CD or getting them the information about Nikan is one thing. It's great. You know, it's a good way to educate people's minds, but until we experience the product, and, I mean, actually touch it and use it and have an energy test or a muscle resistance test or just simply sit on it, for Pete's sakes. And so I'm guessing that's what happened with you, you know, that first
time. Absolutely.
And
I wasn't interested in a business that I did, couldn't believe in the product. And back at the time, I mean, you're talking 18 years ago, who was talking about magnets? Who was talking about wellness? Nobody. So, you know, I can't take drugs. I'm extreme allergic. I have massive reactions. And so I pretty much was just suffering. I had to work all the time because I didn't have money. I needed to feed my family.
Mm-hmm.
But it really was, this guy loaned me a mattress pad and a pillow and a couple of minis and a Magboy and a Flex. And that's about all Nikon had, if you'll remember back then.
I remember.
Yeah, 10 magnetic products. Well, the next day a lady called me that was a customer from Beauty Control from years before. And I said, Mimi, how are you? And she said, oh, my arthritis is killing me. I can't even work. I have been laid up for 6 weeks. And I said, Mimi, if I bring something over there, will you try it and tell me if it works? So I hauled his mattress pad without even telling him over to her house, called her the next morning, and I'm like, how are you? And she said, I'm wonderful. I got up. I don't hurt. And I thought, oh, darn, I have got to now sell magnets through network marketing.
Now, let me ask you,
this
Gary,
is going to be my new career.
When you gave those up, when you gave up the pad and the pillow to her, did you revert back to?
No, because I had tried it for part of one night, and my back was so bad I was on a waterbed. And back then, those pads were like, they were futons.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them actually had a board in it, mm-hmm. and it. Going from a waterbed to that was very difficult for me, so I lasted about 20 minutes on it. But the minis, the Flex, the Magboy, oh my goodness, did I love those.
Sure.
So I had to work into the other, but the thing was, it was at that moment that, you know, not everybody on this phone needs to be a spiritual person, but for me, God had brought this to me four times. He even had a lady rear in my car because I wouldn't listen. And he was like, I've been trying to tell you for 8 months that this is the answer to all your financial, physical, mental, emotional, this is it. But who would have thought?
Sure.
I mean, it just, you just didn't go there mentally. I didn't grow up when I was a little girl, you know. Some want to be a fireman, some want to be a policeman, some want to be a nurse, a teacher. I did not grow up thinking I wanted to be a magnetic sales person through network marketing. You know, that just wasn't on the radar.
Sure.
But you know what? My real estate background, this wasn't a whole lot different.
Mm.
This was not at all, because I would listen to people, what they wanted in their home, and I would have them literally close their eyes and drive me up to the curb of their dream house and tell me what the neighborhood looked like, and then walk through the front door, and I would have them tell me everything that they saw with their eyes closed of their dream house. Well, you know, when we're talking to people with Nikon, there's two parts to it. One is prospecting, one is recruiting. The prospecting part is the same as I just described for real estate. That's when you ask a question, and then you be quiet, and you listen to what they need in their life, whether it's physical, financial, emotional, mental. It all wraps,
mm-hmm.
you know, family, everything wraps into the five pillars that Nikon has. And so when you are listening to them, then that becomes when you literally, for me in the past, it would be find their dream house and then take them to it. Well, that is when you do the Nikon presentation. That's the recruiting part. It's very separate from the prospecting part.
Okay.
And I think we just tend to, we talk about throwing up Nikon on everybody right up front. And if we would let them dream first and tell you what their dream is, Nikon can be that dream. It's been everything. My fibromyalgia is gone as of 4 years ago.
Wow.
We've made millions of dollars in Nikon. We are in our late 60s. We're financially set. My children will be also someday, mm-hmm. because it passes to them. And, you know, who would have thought that it was everything. And the only way we make money is by blessing others. That is just the coolest thing in the world.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
It is the best form of making money that there can be.
Exactly. Now, Sherry, you said something right there that as of 4 years ago, your fibromyalgia is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not making a medical claim here. It's, you know, some people can get freaked out and say, well, how is that possible? But you know what you lived with.
Well, it isn't that it cured the fibromyalgia. And Vince, this is what I tell people. I don't care what they have going on physically. I don't care what a human being named their condition. It doesn't matter. I'm not a medical person. So I don't need a label. I need to know where it hurts or where if they don't have energy or what their sleep habits are. Don't care why. And I see pain as the cell literally screaming, help me.
Mm-hmm.
I am either hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm toxic. This is the cell. It's hungry, thirsty, toxic. And so what do we have in Nikan? We have technologies that thirsty, we have water. Our bodies are 70 to 80% water. The water carries water. The water carries nutrition and oxygen into the cell, flushes the toxins.
Mm-hmm.
So we have things that just help that happen better. And when that help happens better, the body does the work. The products don't cure. The body knows exactly how to do that.
Absolutely.
It just needs a boost, doesn't it?
Yep, yep. No, absolutely. And that's a great way of, you know, breaking it down so we can remember that when we're talking to people and we see their need, or as you said, you know, simply find out what they're looking for, that, you know, the whole mode of prospecting, discover their wants and find their dream, and then simply share an Nikan how it fits in. That's the beauty of every time I did a couple three ways yesterday, and the person that wanted me on the phone said, how much more do you need to know about them? I'm like, I don't need to know anything about them. Let me hear it from their lips. I'd like to listen to find out where they're coming from. And it's a lot more fun that way. Sherry, looking back over this journey, obviously you and Jack have been very, very successful now being on the Leadership Council, which is the top 30, up to the top 30 producers in North America. So you're obviously doing something, and we talked about this a few weeks ago. Looking back, though, over that, what would you say to those of us who have been in a while would be the thing that keeps you charged up, that keeps you motivated, that keeps you wanting to go out and continue? Because you could, as you said, we've accumulated several $1 million. You guys could just stop and, you know, go move down to the Caribbean or something, or go buy an island, I guess, if you wanted to, or, you know. But what keeps you going?
The stories.
Okay.
The other thing, when I was in real estate, I was in long enough that you have ups and downs. Everything in life, you know, it all comes back at you, you know. You have good times and bad times in the economy, and everything cycles. Well, when I was in real estate, interest rates went to 21%. And my income never went down, because what I did was I talked to more people.
Sure.
And not everybody could afford to do it or had the right. We did a lot of assuming loans during that time because you couldn't get a real loan. Who could pay 21%? So I found another way to do it. So when last fall the bottom kind of fell out and everything started looking a little familiar of times in the past, economy-wise, we made a decision that we were going to come back at Nikan as though we were brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Not as a Royal Diamond, because quite frankly, nobody cares.
Not at all, because it doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't mean that I don't walk up to somebody and go, I'm a Royal Diamond in Nikan. I mean, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know what's in it for them. So we made a decision, and Jack is a promoter personality. He loves people. He talk. He loves people. I'm a driver personality. I'm somebody that, give me a task, I want to do it, and finish it to the best of my ability.
Absolutely.
And move on to the next task. And so we make a great team. So he's great at prospecting, and I like to work with the team and bring on the new people, get that order, enter it into the computer. I love to just get it organized and launched.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we did. His job was to go to networking functions and go out there and enjoy talking. That would kill me. I used to do it. I didn't enjoy it. But I did it because I was in 3 years before Zach. I was a gold when I met him. I was a very large organization.
This is very reminiscent of where, you know, Sherry or Stacy and I really good point, and I'd like to kind of wrap it up with this, is that as a married couple, understanding the roles, if you're both doing this, is vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you understand that, as we've learned in humans being more, then you're actually in the right mode, and then you're destined to succeed with that. Now, as an individual doing it, and let's say you've got a non-supportive or just an inactive spouse, what do you recommend?
We have some that they team with upline, downline,
mm-hmm.
crossline. Find somebody that blends with your personality. Look for people on your team that have talents. We all aren't good at everything. So look for people that can, together, you can do more, and you can have fun doing it. Jack and I both can do it all, but there are parts of it that we enjoy more. So when there's a choice of which one of us goes or which one of us does it, then we let the person who thinks it's fun go do it.
Sure.
But in network marketing, I think if you're going to look at going diamond or rural diamond in NECAN, you do need to learn. You need to learn how to sponsor. You need to learn how to listen. You need to learn how to not necessarily sell as people think of being sold, but certainly to ask for an order and to take it. And you need to learn how to train. You need to learn about the technologies, how to deal with people. But why not? I mean, it wouldn't matter what career you went into. You would have to learn all those things.
Absolutely.
So why wouldn't you do it in a place where you could make yourself wealthy and your family and generations beyond instead of somebody else, like a boss? I just never understood making somebody else wealthy when, you know, I could do it for myself if I could just apply what I was willing to learn and become good.
And Jack alluded to that so beautifully, working for Hewlett-Packard, and I've never understood this. I find myself talking about this all the time. Why is it that in our culture today we are consistently and continually working for somebody else's dream who has bought us at wholesale and is selling us at retail? They're generating, and I'm not saying it's evil to have an employer because it seems to be what makes the world go around, but how about we all go back to, you know, a different type of society where everybody was working for themselves, never by themselves, but actually working on our own dreams to fulfill, as you said, to leave something for future generations here that's going to, you know, last forever.
Well, Ben, you really, you know, you just got to want it so bad. I mean, I took my rent money and I bought one of each product, $1,400. I had no bank account, no credit card. And 4 days later, somebody broke the car window and stole it off. And all I had with me was my Mag Steps and my Mag Boys. And so, you know, to think that, you know, I wanted it. I wanted out of where I was at so bad.
Yeah.
And so you just gotta want it. I don't understand why people say, oh, I went and got a job, but they don't work NECAN. Oh, my goodness. If you want this to be a job, it can be a job.
Sure.
Or it can be your freedom,
mm-hmm.
whatever you would like to label it, but just do it.
and it really is, and it's not a job as we think today, because if you're doing something passionately, there's never any work, there's never any labor involved, and that's truly what NECAN is, and I know that you guys are the epitome of it. Every function I've ever been at, every convention, and literally every time we cross paths, you guys really understand the concept of, hey, this is a choice, and we get to live this life, and we get to continually be a consultant to people, not a salesperson. We, as Jack said, we are of service to people, and you guys have you've embodied that, and I really appreciate that, because it's made a big difference for the rest of us to see that type of consistent leadership. And the questions I've asked are not only for myself, but for our team, because I know we've got people on the line that, like, yeah, I need that. And I was, you know, I one of the three ways I did yesterday was with the gal who, as sad as it is, she simply said, well, you know, I just can't afford any of these products. And, you know, is there a government grant out there that could buy me some? And, oh, my goodness, I after we said goodbye to her, I just went off. Because I'm like, well, there's someone who's always going to be in that state until they make the transition and they decide they want it bad enough. They want wellness, physically, financially. They're always going to be that waiting for a handout, because we can go get on welfare if that's what we're all about. But that's not what this is. And thank you guys for reminding us of that. So,
it's all about attitude, Vance.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah, so I want to remind everybody, Jack and Sherry Clark, if you've never met them in person, you can do that at the convention here
right.
in a couple months. And they won't be hard to miss, because I should say they'll be difficult to miss, because I know they'll be on stage getting recognized for different things. But if you have somebody that you know that this their story could be a benefit to them, I'm going to give you a simple website. You can go on. You can listen to the recording for free. If you want to write it down, because it doesn't really roll off the tongue, it's simply the word CAN, C-A-N, the letter B, and the number 4, and the letter U. CanBeForYou.biz, B-I-Z, /S. That's CanBeForYou.biz, /S. And Steve Crowfoot records these calls out of the generosity of his heart. And if you want to copy the CD, you go on to BlueRibbonVideo.com, and you can pick one up. But Jack and Sherry have really encapsulated the balance, I guess is the word I'd like to use in it, that it's not about business, it's not about products, it's about the balance of it all. And when we're prospecting, when we're discovering what people's wants are, and then recruiting and then sharing MECAN, this is what it's all about. So any last words, any final thoughts that you're just burning to share, Jack?
Yeah, I do, because I want people to understand that you can do it too. People go, oh, they got in early, or they got this, or they got that, or they got the other thing. You watch at that convention, the Royal Diamonds and Diamonds that are there, they come from unbelievably different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And it is all up to you. I said it a minute ago, I'll say it again. It's all about attitude. That's Earl Nightingale's strangest secret. There's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a great attitude and you go share that great attitude any way you want to do it, you will succeed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's people out there, Vance, that are just praying every day for help, physically or financially. They're not going to know unless you all open up your mouth a lot
mm-hmm.
and share it, because it often isn't the person that you talk to. It might be who they talk to or who they talk to. And so dig down under people, ask for referrals, because there's people down in there who are really, especially today in this economy, they are looking for an answer.
Mm.
And just like us fans, I mean, who would have thought it would have been magnets and network marketing? And now we have the wellness home. I mean, you know, it's just go. That's why we can't retire.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. You know, we just have something here that can be so powerful for other people. And I want them to have what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to tell you this. We're meeting with a fellow tomorrow who will be a new frontline, hopefully Royal Diamond. And we brought him along slowly. We let him discover who we are, what we do, through a very gentle discovery process. We haven't hammered him in any way, and I would encourage you all to be very gentle with these people that you're leading into a discovery process with me, Ken. Because as Anthony Bovee said at the Energy Medicine Expo the other day, I want people to have a gentle and profound experience with these products.
Mm. I like
that.
If you put enough people in the process,
exactly,
there'll always be people coming out and joining your mm-hmm. team and moving forward, either with product, business, or both.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to more people and be gentle. Let them go through, but just lead them, gently lead them to the next step of learning that maybe this could be for them.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, I'm so glad you pointed it out, because so often we put all our eggs in one basket
mm-hmm.
and that we're really hoping that, you know, this person will come on board because they're gonna be the next one that's going to take.
And then if they do, you sit on them like an egg, ready to lay an egg.
Yeah, we mother
an egg,
them,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And that if we'll expand, you know, enlarge our territory, so to speak, and get a few more people in the hopper, it's so much more fun. And then, you know, if they all say yes at the same time, well, have fun, you know?
And the product miracles you'll hear in the process, that's what keeps you going.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't even believe the stories. I mean, we're like a vet's office here at our house with the animals coming in. And, I mean, you know, it's not just about people. People love their animals. They'll do more for their animals than they'll do for themselves.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, hey, you guys, I promised I'd only take a half an hour of your time, and I went a bit longer than that. So, again, Jack and Sherry Clark have been our guests, and take advantage of what they've shared. And hopefully it'll be something to really look back on some of the points they've shared, and hopefully you wrote them down, a few of them. And if not, well, jump on canbeforyou.biz/S, and you can listen to it again. So, Jack, Sherry, I'm going to bid you guys farewell, and if I don't talk to you before then, which I'm sure I will look forward to giving you guys Big Neek and Hug in Dallas, Texas.
Same here.
The end of October. So you guys have a great day, and
you
everybody
too,
else,
thanks.
Best
to the family.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to remind everybody.